Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. We're here today at the Patty Jameson Memorial Garden in Franklin Park, just outside of Percival, Virginia. What a gorgeous day shoot this video.
Yes.
Hey, listen, a lot of changes have occurred, updates since we met with you last week. In fact, on May 3rd, NAR, that's the National Association of Realtors, announced that there will be some major changes in their policy and procedures that will go into effect on yours truly's birthday.
August 17th,
2024.
Yes, and it is big news. And there are quite a number of changes, but I think we can agree there are two big ones. One is that sellers will not be allowed to disclose any compensation in Bright MLS. The second one, and I should say MLS, because Bright is really for Northern Virginia.
It's nationwide,
but
it is actually nationwide.
Yeah. And the second one is that buyers will be required to have written agreements with any licensee before even touring a property.
Right.
So I thought that was huge.
Yeah, so there's a good chance that buyers will be asked now to pay compensation to buyer agents. Mm-hmm. And I guess the key question that we've been thinking about is, if you're a buyer, are you willing to pay compensation to a buyer agent? And why would you do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So probably the chief reason that we both consider is
representation,
right? And one of the, I think, the beginning platform of representation is certainly to have someone there that acts as an advocate for you, the buyer, right?
So true.
I think advocacy means so much, and it certainly is applied in so many forms and fashions. But mm-hmm. for us, it's advocacy in front of the, let's say, the seller's agent, and in turn, the seller themselves.
That's right.
Certainly in front of the, say, the mortgage company.
Correct.
The title company. And one of the examples that we've used in the past is in front of the new home representative. And you know how I love to tell stories, but some years ago, I was in a situation in which that we, the buyer, and I were sitting down with a representative of a new homes division, and we were reviewing the offer forms, or the sales contract forms, and we realized that the forms did not include an appraisal contingency, which would, of course, allow the buyer to negotiate with the seller if once the property, the home was built, and this was actually an existing home that was already there.
Okay.
If the appraisal did not come in at the sales price number, was the buyer obligated to continue with the purchase? So advocated that this contingency be included into the sales contract. After some discussion back and forth, again, playing the advocate for the buyer, insisted that this be included. It was included. And do you know that the appraisal came in lower than the sales price? So we then in turn did negotiate. It wasn't all the way down to the appraisal value, but it certainly was substantially below what the sales contract was. So just a quick example of advocacy.
That must have been really difficult to pull off.
Yeah.
I know a lot, at least right now, the builders right now are not even entertaining.
Yeah, and the look in the salesperson's eye when we brought up this idea of an appraisal contingency was, well, we've never included that in a sales contract.
Exactly.
I said, well, let's get started now and let's do it in this one.
That's a good story. That's a good story.
Yeah.
I think another part of representation is risk mitigation.
Yeah,
so when you hire a buyer's agent, a lot of it is, I believe, trying to deal with different types of risks. So, for example, you can avoid some risks by having representation. An agent would be able to identify if you got this fraudulent email, they're trying to sell land that's not even their own or a property.
Yeah.
So that's one way to avoid risk. Another one is to understand the risks and what you're getting into. So for example, you purchase a home with a roof that's 30 years old and you know the lifespan of that particular roof is about 30 years old.
Yeah.
Well, at least you understand the risk.
You're aware of it, right?
So that any day now, you might have to replace that roof.
You're going to be calling a roofer.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's really important. Another way is actually avoiding added risks, and another way is through home inspections, because again, you can identify major issues early on, and then you can also, my favorite, transfer risks to other people.
Sure. And the kind way of spread it around a little bit.
That's right, spread the joy. So the way you would do that is, for example, get title insurance. Therefore, no one can come back to you after the sale of your home and claim any type of liens or anything against your property.
It's not the sexiest type of awareness, yes, but it is very important.
And the same thing with home warranties on your appliances, yeah, and make sure that if something goes wrong, you can get those replaced.
Yeah. And you know, we've talked about in the past just overpaying for a property. In today's marketplace, when there is such a small amount of inventory available, many buyers are moving forward with the concept that, you know, the property is just going to continue to go up in value. So it really doesn't matter what I pay for it. I think one of our jobs is to make sure they understand the market won't always keep going up, that there's going to be some plateaus. There may even be some diminishing values at some point. So again, I think the awareness by going through the CMA is very important for the buyer agent to do, to analyze, if you will, give an opinion of value, and then allow the buyer to understand if they are paying more than maybe what that CMA indicates,
correct,
that they don't pay an exorbitant amount over it.
Correct.
Maybe they pay a reasonable, informed amount above that.
Yeah. True.
Well, as always, we really do appreciate you tuning in, and we hope the information that we continue to share with you is valuable. This is a subject matter that not everybody's talking about right now, and it's going to continue to probably develop more and more before the middle of August. So we'll continue to bring this subject matter to you. And of course, if you have some concerns, some questions that you'd like to share with us, we're always happy to receive those. But we do encourage you to go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we hope to see you real soon.
Yes, and make sure to also leave comments below. Let us know what you think. If you're seeing something different, that's how we stay informed.
So. Yeah, we promise we're going to continue to do those question and answers. So there's certainly a lot more to come. We'll
that's
hope
right.
to see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.